in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And Kathy Dawes now, and a slight change in plans. We have Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms on the air with us now. I just had a chance to visit with him briefly, and I know we're hearing a lot about wildfires and in the Miller Park area in particular, Ryan, and thought we'd have you tell us the very latest. I know it's still pretty high winds out there.
It is. Thanks for having me on this morning. We had a fire come in last night around midnight, and it was a report that there was a campfire that had gotten out of control, and our crews were dispatched up to the area of Lee Mill Park, which is off Miller Parkway there to the south and west as it turns around, and they arrived on scene and found about 20 acres of cedar trees that were burning up on top of the hill. It was quite the sight. There was ash raining as far as Kimball, and so it was a big fire when they arrived on scene. So we summoned more units and also asked for Riley County's assistance. And thankfully, as they're more equipped to fight wildland fires, they brought a lot of resources up and were able to help us out and get it controlled. And thankfully, we didn't have any structures become threatened.
Now, I know it's kind of a bit of deja vu. We just had you on the program Monday, and I remember you talking about cedar trees and the danger. It's kind of strange, and here we are later in the week in that exact issue.
Yeah, and we'll keep talking about this, unfortunately, and until we get some rain, for one, and two, until things start to green up. It's just been last year was a very wet year. We had a lot of growth. And now we're in a very dry time right now, and so conditions are very ripe for us to continue to have these large fires.
Well, I guess it would be fair to say we're really hoping that rain comes through for us then this weekend.
Yes, I can tell you that last night, as all of us were out at the fire, we were all discussing, we were all looking at radar hoping that maybe there was a chance it would come last night, but everybody's been watching the forecast really closely. And hopeful that we get a little rain to at least take the edge off.
Well, in the meantime, too, just suggestions for folks. And you got to be so careful, you know, when it is windy like this, discarded smoking materials, fixing things on the grill. I mean, maybe just again, I know you said this Monday, but it doesn't hurt to say it over and over again.
Yeah, no, that's really important. At this time of year, I've been watching some of the other fire departments around the state. And because the conditions are so extreme, there are departments that are going so far as asking people not to use a grill even. And I don't know that we'd go that far, but people need to be ultra careful any time they have any kind of a fire burning, whether that's a grill going, whether that we have one of these cool nights and they burn it in a fireplace. And I would avoid any kind of outdoor burning of wood products. They're not allowing any burning. But even stuff like a chiminea or a small outdoor fireplace, I would just avoid it this time of year. The chances of an ember, as dry as it is, traveling several hundred feet and igniting a fire somewhere else is really high. And then smoking materials is another one. A lot of times you can throw a cigarette out and you won't have a problem. And you get to this time of the year and you get it when it's this dry and it is just... anytime you throw it out the window, if you're driving down the road, or if you don't put it in a fireproof container, you're going to have a problem.
Well, thanks so much, Ryan. I know it's been a wild week to speak to you twice. I hope we don't have to talk to you again.
That would be just fine with
for a while.
If we were quiet for a while. So.
Thanks again, Ryan Alms, Deputy Fire Chief, Manhattan Fire Department. We appreciate him spending a few moments with us, and you've been listening to In Focus.
Busy day on the program this morning. Nice work, Kathy. Thank you much. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News will be followed by the Clark Howard Show. We'll have Rush Limbaugh. I believe he's got another special guest today from 11 to 2. Dan Patrick begins at 2, and then The Game on K-Man beginning at 4. K-State Baseball is on the road at Texas. Our coverage tonight begins at 6 o'clock.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. K-M-A-N, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The House intends to act on President Trump's ultimatum. Vote on the Republican health